Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to us live from New York City. Thank you for being live here with us. Whether you're sitting in traffic, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, you're getting to the money, you're leaving the money, you're making money. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you as well to our guests last hour. Matt Verderam joined us from Sports Illustrated. We put a bow on Super Bowl Sunday. Matt Verderam is actually on his way to Kansas City right now to cover their parade tomorrow. I know the alcohol will be flowing. They will not spare an expense. I know there might be some additional city expenses if Taylor Swift decides to show up. I even read a story that said the city officials are asking her not to show up because they don't have the capacity to keep people safe if she does. It's going to be a party in Kansas City tomorrow. Yeah, check in on a few of my friends. Anyway, this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and on a smart speaker. Just ask that smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Our conversation with Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated revolved around quarterbacks, of course. You don't got a quarterback, you ain't got nothing. If you have a quarterback controversy, you ain't got nothing. If you think you have two quarterbacks, unless one is Joe Montana and the other one is Steve Young, you got nothing. Nothing. And so in a few seconds, I want to talk to you about a couple of teams that got some quarterback issues, or maybe they might have some quarterback solutions, because everybody can't just be lucky enough to have Patrick Mahomes, unless you took, I don't know, Mitch Trubisky before Patrick Mahomes. But that's a different conversation. I don't want to bring up any painful memories for any of our listeners. And the last time I checked, oh yeah, Mitch Trubisky is going to be looking for, I don't know, another team. My apologies. Anyway, don't want to bring up any painful memories for folks. We talked about the Super Bowl being the most viewed, most watched program of all time. We talked about QBs. And in a few seconds, a few seconds right now, I want to share with you a couple of updates when it comes down to some veteran QBs. One being Russell Wilson, 35 years old. And then we can go ahead and take a look at another quarterback in the NFL. He's also 35 years old. He's Kirk Cousins. I guess that's a nice round age for a quarterback. Not necessarily fully out the door, but seasoned. Right? Seasoned. And one of the comments made by Matt Verderam when he joined us last hour, if you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, was about Russell Wilson. Because we know Sean Payton likes Russell Wilson as much as babies like spoiled milk. They don't. They spit it up. I mean, some of the comments and some of the reactions and how they treated Russell Wilson this past season would lead you to believe that Russell Wilson stomped through the facility and just, like, took a crap on everybody's desk. I mean, Sean Payton is just, comes across as a madman. And the fact that Russell Wilson was not open to renegotiating his contract, which, by the way, they just gave to him. They're like, all right, we done. We're going to move on. The Denver Broncos are, I must remind you, owned by the Walton family. Walton family owns Walmart. They ain't hurting for dough. If they have to eat Russell Wilson's contract in order for Sean Payton to sell them future success, I think they will. And so Russell Wilson, I asked specifically Matt Verderam, like, hey, where do you think Russell Wilson could end up? And he told me right here in Atlanta, in my neck of the woods. Because the Atlanta Falcons wouldn't have to shell out an additional buck or a dollar outside the veterans minimum to bring Russell Wilson here into Atlanta. Falcons got a lot of weapons. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Robinson, Algier. We got double trouble with the running back position. There's weapons to work with. Which is why even Cordell Patterson, nobody talks about him. He's like a poor man's Deebo Samuel, a little bit. That's why people didn't like Arthur Smith. 7-10 record, three consecutive seasons of 7-10, and it got him the boot. And so it was no shock that Raheem Morris was hired as the new head coach. And then after that, Arthur Blank made it very clear, the next thing that we need to do is get a quarterback. The thing that half the damn teams, or two-thirds of the teams, don't have. Listen to the owner of the Falcons.
Well, I mean, I think you have to, you know, I mean, this is not one of these things where you can take a year to develop a strategy. You know, free agency is coming up in a matter of weeks. Draft preparation, we're in the middle of it. You know, all those things, you know, how do you put that room back together again? We have new coordinators, new position coaches. New assistant quarterback coaches, et cetera. So, you know, we have to bring together all of this knowledge and all this wisdom in a very short period of time. I would tell you quite honestly, 1,000%, there's not a defined plan, but it is being talked about. And it'll be talked about pretty intensely, I would say, over the next coming weeks.
This is tricky. The Atlanta Falcons, they're going to be selecting at the quarterback position. They got the number 8 pick, right? One of the quarterbacks, one of them might fall in their lap. Possibly. The Atlanta Falcons can take the approach of, I don't know, saying I want to trade for a Justin Fields. But here's the problem. You then have to pay Justin Fields, and Justin Fields would then be right back home here in Atlanta. Shout outs to everybody out in Kennesaw. And then there is the other approach where you can bring in a Russell Wilson, a veteran Russell Wilson, a former Super Bowl champion in Russell Wilson, someone who's now experienced the highs, someone who's experienced the lows. Wouldn't it make sense to bring in someone like Russell Wilson here in Atlanta? Now, me, Russell Wilson is a little too... A little too straight for me. Everything with Russell Wilson comes across as extremely, extremely orchestrated. He doesn't come across as authentic. It's thought out. If Russell Wilson is going to the supermarket, he has to think about what angle you could potentially take a photo of him. Yeah, that's what he does. He's very Hollywood. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. We've heard this from some of his teammates, whether it be a Richard Sherman. And then even last week here on this show, his former teammate, linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks, KJ Wright, joined us, and he basically said, look, I've told him he needs to do a little bit more to ingratiate himself to the locker room. Yes, he needs to come on and be a little bit more warm and opening. And for me, that sounds like stop running around acting like the teacher's pet. And so the Atlanta Falcons, you just heard it from Arthur Blank. They got options. This might be an ideal fit for Russell Wilson. As much as I like Justin Fields as a potential long-term option for the Atlanta Falcons, Russell Wilson is a safer option. Russell Wilson, yeah, two seasons ago, absolute crap, okay? worst season of his career. This past season, he had a bounce back. The Denver Broncos, throughout the course of the season, they were also able to bounce back. It wasn't enough to bounce them into the postseason. But Russell Wilson is not, he's not cooked. He lost weight last year. I think you got to feel that after the past couple of seasons that he's looking to rehabilitate, well, his image, because that's something that he cares a whole hell of a lot of about. But I would think he would look at all the weapons and go, yeah, this is a place that I can work. His wife, Sierra, is from here. Their roots here. I mean, I don't know if he wants to deal with the ex-husband who likes to talk trash at him and all his songs. But Russell Wilson would be an ideal fit given, A, he'll cost the veterans minimum. B, he's experienced. You know what you're going to get. And then C, the Falcons are a team that's, I don't want to say built to win now, but they are. Like Arthur Smith, the biggest mistake for the team is that he didn't get anything out of all of the offensive weapons that they had. It's like he's trying to be too damn cute. Are you just running the football or are you absolutely afraid of what you have to work with? You got all these weapons. Kyle Pitts is a 9-foot-tall basketball playing tight end. He looks like Victor Wembanyama out there without being 7 feet tall. Give him the ball down the middle. Run the rock. And so for all these changes, Arthur Blank says everything is on the table. Look, I'm not putting Arthur Blank in the, you know where. I'm not putting him in the ground, but he ain't got forever. This team doesn't have forever. Terry Fontenot, the general manager, he doesn't have forever. And there comes a point in time where I think the fans here in Atlanta, they deserve better. 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. I don't think Falcons fans, really appreciated Matt Ryan. This is like dating. This is like your favorite place, your favorite meal. This is something that somebody cooked for you a long time ago that you can't have anymore. There's a lot to this. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Falcons had someone who, whether you think he's a Hall of Famer or not, I think he'll get in. They had a Hall of Fame QB in Matt Ryan. They had a guy who helped take them to a Super Bowl and won an MVP. Yeah, he didn't win it. That's called stability. Over time, until he got older and then he couldn't move and the NFL changed, Matt Ryan was one of the best and most reliable quarterbacks in the league. And now over the past couple of years, since they tried to go after Deshaun Watson, what you wanted? You wanted a quarterback, right? Well, you had one. And yeah, he got older. You ran him out of town. Now he's sitting around on CBS, and we will probably never see Matt Ryan throw a football again. I'd be shocked. Take the next best option. Take advantage of who's staring you in the face. If Russell Wilson gets the hell up on out of Denver, which it looks like will be the case, Atlanta, Falcons, Georgia, should be his next home. Let Justin Fields go somewhere else. Let him play with Mike Tomlin. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I told you quarterbacks rule the world. Russell Wilson's situation? Oh, it's going to play itself out over the next several months. There's another NFL quarterback and a wide receiver. It looks like they might be in some type of cahoots to get themselves some new contracts and get themselves a new deal. It might be a package deal. I'll explain on the other side. All my folks in Minnesota, they really might be interested in this one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold flu and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up. Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS is the number. We know that the Kansas City Chiefs, they won their second consecutive Super Bowl because they got a guy named Patrick Mahomes. He's the best quarterback in the NFL. And if you don't have a quarterback, you have nothing. So right before we went to break, we talked about the Atlanta Falcons, the fact that their owner, Arthur Blank, he's looking at the team. He's looking at the fact that they had to throw out Desmond Ridder and Heinicke last year. And he's like, man, we stunk. We need a QB. And I said, yeah, Russell Wilson would be an excellent choice for the Atlanta Falcons. In a few minutes, I want to tell you someone who might be an excellent choice, or at least a combination for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, one of the things that I mentioned as it relates to the Falcons is the fact that they have a giant tight end in Kyle Pitts. He's long, he's lanky, he came out of Florida. Well, this is a great opportunity, as I compared Kyle Pitts to Victor Wembanyama, to let you know about the Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Victor Wembanyama is the Navy Federal Credit Union Player of the Week. This man, yesterday, last night, had his second career triple-double. He did it with blocks, okay? The Spurs beat the Raptors 122-99, a rarity for the Spurs to win a game. Wembanyama, a career-high 10 blocks. The man grabbed 14 rebounds and also dumped in 27 points. It was the first triple-double in the NBA that included block shots in 3 years. Yeah, Victor Wembanyama, 7'4". I'm in a studio looking at this doorway. Hey, Hickey, not that you or anybody else could see the doorway that's in front of me in the studio here. I think Victor Wembanyama, I've seen him. He was here a couple weeks ago in Atlanta playing the Hawks. Victor Wembanyama, I think he could fit through this door. This is a tall-ass doorway.
Well, really?
Yeah, what is a normal-sized door frame?
That's a good question.
You know, with modern,
find it fast.
You know, with modern technology, did you realize that most phones have this? There's a measuring tool. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. You can open up your camera, and if you're hanging a photo or painting, or you want to know, is my couch going to fit? And I know Amazon does this, but is the couch going to fit here because it's XYZ inches and feet, or feet and inches? Yeah, you can use it with your camera. Technology, man.
Let's see. I'm trying it now in this door. Maybe it's me.
You're trying to use the measuring tool?
Well, I'm trying to see how it works. I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
That's a me problem.
Yeah, it's not in the camera. It's like in the... It's like a measuring tool that pops open, and then you could do it. Anyway, I'm going to measure this damn door because I'm like, yeah, Victor Wembanyama is 7'4", and I'm looking at this doorway like he could actually fit in this whole giant studio comfortably.
To answer your question, average door height, 6 feet, 7 inches.
The average door, 6 feet seven. And the average NBA player is what? I don't know, 6'4"? I'd say average height NBA player, average height.
It's like 6'6", 6'7"?
So, I would go on the shorter end. Oh, yeah, there you go, 6'6", average height. Damn! I'd figure there'd be more of these shorter guards. As of November, the average height of an NBA player is 6'6". Yeah. The average height of an NBA player is taller than 99.99% of men in the United States. Well, you don't say. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we talked about quarterbacks, I said that there is a potential package deal going on in Minnesota. A few weeks ago, well, we a couple of things. Let's go back. We know Kirk Cousins. This man blew out his Achilles in October. Minnesota Vikings, I don't care what rocket scientists they brought in to help the team, they were pretty much doomed from there. The year before where they made the playoffs, they got in by the skin of their teeth. They won all these close, ridiculous matchups, and they were done last year, okay? And when Kirk Cousins blew out his leg, his Achilles, he was leading the NFL in touchdowns as well as passing yards. Kirk Cousins is going to be 36 years old in August. I don't think he's done. And I know it's one thing to see him last week at the NFL Honors Awards showing off his dance moves and spinning around lightly. But I still think Kirk Cousins has some gas left in the tank. And he is finally a free agent. He's going to be eligible to go wherever the hell he wants. And he said this a couple of weeks ago. Kirk Cousins is like, hey, you know what? I like it here. I'd like to be here. Maybe, possibly, I'd consider a hometown discount to stay. Listen to Kirk Cousins.
I think that God has blessed me financially beyond my wildest dreams. So at this stage in my career, the dollars are really not what it's about. I had a coach who I was with who was a younger coach at the time. This was back 8-9 years ago, and I was before my first franchise tag. And we were talking about the situation, and he made a great comment. And he said, Kirk, it's not about the dollars, but it is about what the dollars represent. And I thought that was an interesting comment that he made. So there will always be some of that, but to Dave's point, structure is probably more important.
What do the dollars mean? You know, I'm not doing contract negotiations. What do the dollars mean? It means you can pay your bills, but I guess he's been able to pay his bills on time for years now. Kirk Cousins just been caking out all over the place. I mean, this past season, he played for $35 million. We know the going rate for a top quarterback. Well, the highest paid QB right now is a man who's just, I don't want to say always hurt, gets knocked around a little bit. Getting $55 million a year, okay? Is Kirk Cousins going to say, I need another 35? Is he going to settle for 35? Is he going to try to get a moderate raise towards 40? Time is going to tell. Now, having said that, he has support. Kirk Cousins has backup. He has that support from someone who, unfortunately, was also injured for a portion of last year, and that's Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson last season had to deal with a hamstring issue, only hauled in 1,000 yards receiving and 5 touchdowns in 10 games. And Justin Jefferson, a matter of fact, he spoke to Zach Gelb, who comes on right before I do. Shout outs to Zach. Justin Jefferson told Zach, he's like, listen, folks. It's like, hell yeah, I want Kirk Cousins back. Listen to this.
I would like to have him back. Of course, having that connection with him for 4 years, you know, it's tough to regain that with, you know, a new quarterback. So it's something that I definitely going to be in thought. And
it feels like it's a breakup. Like, you don't want it to end. It's good time, but it feels like it's coming to an end.
I hope not, man. Of course, you know, having that connection with him was great. And of course, I wouldn't have be in this position without, you know, having him throw me the football. So I would like to have him back. Of course, we're going to see how everything goes, but, you know, hopefully he stays.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's been pushed to another level now. Tom Pelissero is basically reporting that Justin Jefferson wants to know what the hell is going on with the Minnesota Vikings before he extends his contract, before he takes on new money and says, I am going to stick around. Justin Jefferson, you just heard, the man has been in the NFL for four seasons. 2024 is going to be the last year of his deal. He was selected in 2020, that awful last COVID year. And he wants to know what the deal is. Is he going to make more than $30 million a year? I would think so. Is he going to get it from the Minnesota Vikings? I certainly think so as well. I mean, this is almost an olive branch as well to Kirk Cousins, who basically said, yeah, I'll play on a discount. And why the hell wouldn't Kirk Cousins want to play with this man? Because he is the best wide receiver in the entire league. And so if Kirk Cousins is willing to take a discount, if Justin Jefferson is now to the point of, I need to know what Minnesota is going to do before I commit, what the hell is management saying? Well, about a month ago, the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, he spoke to the media. And guess what he said? We love Kirk Cousins too.
I think I've been pretty consistent with that. Kirk, the player, is somebody that, as we saw what he does to this team, I thought we were playing really good football before he got injured. And it's the most important position in sports now. Ultimately, it always comes down to, can you find an agreement that works for both sides and all those things. But as a player, it's certainly my intention to have him back here.
Oh, wow. Hey, Ryan, he's like the opposite of Russell Wilson, isn't he? People like him.
People do like Kirk. He is personable.
They like him. They want to have him around. I'm trying to remember, what the hell was he dancing for on that stage last week? Was it honors?
Yes. I know. Yes, NFL honors. He was presenting, I forget the award, but some award.
They presented some. Was he dancing with showgirls?
I think it was show guys.
Oh, that's right.
There were plenty of shirtless men around.
That's right. This was, I think, Cam Jordan was up there with him.
Yes.
And I guess they wanted to highlight the fact that there are male strippers in Las Vegas. If you had no idea, there are male strippers in Las Vegas, and I've heard that women go for the bachelorette entertainment. Yeah, shirtless men all over the place. A lot of topless people in Vegas. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Look, if I were a betting man, Kirk Cousins ain't going anywhere. Justin Jefferson is not going anywhere. And I think if they woke up and said, man, we just going to dump $33 million into your account for the next several years, I think Justin Jefferson would care a little bit less about who was throwing him the football. But this is all a matter of posturing. The fact that, quote unquote, everybody wants to get it done, including Coach O'Connell. Why would Kirk Cousins move on? He's actually in a place, think about this, where he's liked. It's wild stuff. You got to stay where you're liked and loved. It's the JR Sport Beat Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of liked and loved, Patrick Mahomes continues to have praise just thrown on him. And somebody that's universally hated, I don't care what sport, referees, officials. We had a big mistake in the NBA last night. And if you need a reason to hate a referee, I think I'm going to give you one. I'll explain to you what the hell is going on. There's also some crazy news. We got to get into this. The Oakland Athletics are exploring the possibility of extending their lease in Oakland temporarily? What a mess. We're going to talk about it all.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back. better than ever with the Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Our Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, a lot of talk about Patrick Mahomes being the best. Now that we're moving into the offseason, we know the NFL draft is coming up. We're going to have teams that are trying to get their hands on a quarterback. Are they drafting one? Are they trading for one? Are they, I don't know, signing one? A lot of options, right? Talked about Russell Wilson. I said Russell Wilson would be a great addition here for the Atlanta Falcons. Talked about Justin Fields. Yeah, I'm one of the folks who think the Chicago Bears need to move on from the guy. I think it's quite apparent he wasn't drafted by the current regime. You don't think that they want to bring in their own quarterback and start fresh, give themselves a little bit longer of a runway? I think Fields is moving on. I think it'd be cool. Send him to the Steelers. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I do want to talk about officiating and rules. Oh, yeah, the fun stuff. Tiki Barber had some thoughts on the NFL's new overtime rule. And then last night, the New York Knicks, they got screwed by the refs. They didn't get screwed by the rules. The refs screwed them. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave. He's calling up from Port St. Lucie down in Florida. Hey, Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, JR? It's actually Dave from Miami. I'm on the road tonight, so I just want to pinpoint where I was. With the whole quarterback thing, we have a big mess going on. I think Pittsburgh should go after Fields. Maybe Tomlin can help him. With Atlanta, I agree with you about Wilson. And when it comes to catchers, I think the premier catcher now is a mess catcher, Alvarez. But I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Thank you, sir, and have a good night.
Thanks you as well, call. Dave. Thank you for calling from Port St. Lucie. Can Alvarez play a little bit longer? Like we just saw the guy. How can we go ahead and say he's the best? I understand he's running around. He's putting exercise videos up on social media every day. But can he have like an all-star season for like a full year? Let's give him time. Hey, you know what? Now that I think about it. Hey, Hickey, do you think he's up at he's probably in spring training, right? You think that's why he's in Port St. Lucie? You think he's hanging out there?
Dave might be trying out for the team. I mean, Mets need some relievers, so I don't know if he's got any 90-mile-an-hour fastballs left in him, but at this point, Mets will take him.
Yeah, I think the Mets need a lot. They do. And speaking of orange and blue, this is a great opportunity to talk about that other orange or blue team. Last night, the New York Knicks were in action. The New York Knicks played the Houston Rockets. The New York Knicks got screwed in a game against the Houston Rockets. This is the end of regulation. The game was tied 103-103. I don't know if the basketball rules are as complicated as things could be in the NFL. But ultimately, you know, if there's a rule that you don't want flat period or you don't want to violate this rule, don't foul a jump shooter. Like, you don't want to do that, especially as time is getting ready to expire. And so the game was all tied up, 103-103. Jalen Brunson, first-time All-Star, you know, a guy who's now whooping everybody up. He fouled, phantom fouled, Justin Holiday, who took a three. The fact is, Jalen Brunson didn't foul the man. A matter of fact, let me walk you through this. Maybe you'll have a new reason to hate referees. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this. This is a Jalen Brunson. After, you know, forget Jalen. Let's listen to a great voice, Mike Breen, on Madison Square Garden, detail this fake foul.
5 seconds to go. Breen on the drive, gets inside, reverse block by Achua. They throw it over the buzzer. Almost went in, but a foul! A foul called on Jalen Brunson. The Knicks are stunned.
Yeah, because he didn't foul him. He flew by him and then made contact with him after the ball was gone. And you want to know what's not debatable? The fact that the referee admitted that they made a mistake. Because Justin Holiday went to the free throw line. He took 3 free throws. He made 2 of them. And the Houston Rockets ended up knocking off the Knicks 105-103. This could be something that affects the New York Knicks in the postseason when it comes down to playoff seeding. And so the Knicks, they're actually, and they have, they filed a protest to the findings of this game. I mean, the referee came out and admitted that they were wrong. I don't know what the hell the New York Knicks are going to get out of it outside of an apology. I think this is pretty much water under the bridge. Last night after the game, let's just say the Knicks, they weren't happy. Tibbs, a lot of people hate his guts. They think he runs his players into the ground. He just thinks that it was a tough way to lose.
Tough way to lose a game. You know, tough way to lose a game.
Did you think it was, I'm sure you looked at it, did you think it was a foul? Do you disagree with the call?
You look at it.
Oh, damn. That's somebody who doesn't want to lose money. I mean, well, how much did Anthony Edwards get fined last week, 2 weeks ago? $40,000, right?
Yeah, $30,000-$40,000 in that range.
Yeah, I know Tibbs been in the NBA for a long time. I know he's a little bit older too. I don't think he's trying to lose $30,000 and $40,000 just by criticizing the officials, even though they were wrong. They admitted being wrong. Jalen Brunson. First-time NBA All-Star. He is not a man of many words. You probably don't even know what the guy sounds like. And then after a controversial call, he ain't have much to say after either.
Thoughts on that last play?
Great call. Next question.
What do you feel about your closeout on that play?
It was a great call. Next question.
How do you make sure that an ending like that doesn't sit with you guys?
Great call. Next question.
Damn. Hey, Hickey, I've never heard him be that, is it aggressive? Is it passive aggressive? What was that?
I mean, he just couldn't have fused more praise in the officiating. Rightfully so. Did a great job.
I didn't know he had it in him. Nah, he's such a nice guy. He doesn't say anything. I didn't know he had that in him, you know?
It would have been funny just to see like what he's actually thinking. Like you said, with him being a nice guy and also very soft-spoken, you never actually hear him say, I guess, what he really wants to say when he's angry. It would have been interesting the level he would go to if he really was allowed to voice his true opinion without any sort of fear of backlash.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like how many licks does it take to get to the center of Tootsie Pop?
Tootsie Pop, yeah.
Yeah,
the owl bite down and
lick it. Do they still put that on television? I don't know.
They put the Tootsie Pops out in at least for Halloween. I know that. So the candy's still going. The owl in the commercial may not be.
I haven't seen. It has to pop up somewhere. There's one commercial that always, it's the M&M's commercial from Christmas time, where Santa is sneaking into the house and the M&M's are running around or something. The Santa falls. You know what I'm talking about?
And they both faint because like, oh my God, he's real. Oh my yes. God, they're real. And they both faint.
That is that commercial got to be, I don't even know. Oof. 40 years old?
Timeless.
And then there's another one I can't remember. Maybe with the Clydesdales, is that Budweiser or something?
Yeah. And it's filmed like, oh, I mean, maybe old school, maybe it just was the original film at the time, but it's like that older camera look. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, some old things, but. You know, we will never know what's going on in the head of Jalen Brunson because he doesn't speak. You know, he is similar in a way to Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose has a lot of personality. He's real relaxed. He's real chill. Derrick Rose, even at his peak in the NFL, the NBA, he didn't say anything. Like even going through interviews, it was like you had to just kind of pull teeth to get anything out of him. I would say in the modern NBA, where everybody, and by the way, I guess we're going to learn about Jalen Brunson. He got a podcast now, too. You heard about that? Him and Josh Hart?
Yeah, he's ready to fight. Who's he ready to fight? TJ McConnell.
For what?
Him and Josh Hart were asking who they could beat up in the NBA. The name TJ McConnell is flown out there.
I didn't know he was still around. Where is he, in like Portland? The last time I checked, he was on the Sixers.
I don't know. He's on the Pacers. I don't know where he ended up after that. Scrappy.
Yeah, he gets traded quite frequently. But Jalen Brunson has to be, I think, at this time, he's probably the most, he's the quietest NBA star in the league. Like, flat and period. Like, it's also wild. The NBA All-Star game is going to be this Sunday. Like, how the hell did we end up on, today is February 13th. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. My apologies to all of the people that have to, quote-unquote, do stuff. That includes you, right?
Sort of. Working nights gets me off the hook a little bit, you know? No dinner to go to.
Okay.
So, that's a win.
Well, I'm glad she doesn't listen, which is great.
That's also true.
That's good.
Unlike Jalen Brunson, I can speak my mind here.
You can speak your mind here because she is not listening. Yeah, Jalen Brunson is a quiet all-star. I couldn't even look at the list. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody is tweeting. Everybody is going nuts on social media. Draymond Green is still talking crap, even if he's not punching people, you know, in the head. But despite the New York Knicks filing this protest and the New York Knicks getting screwed at the end of the game, I hate to say it, hate to be that guy, it's a part of the game. It is. Referee and human error is a part of sports. Like, you can't make these things up. Unless you're going to have robots that are just out there calling everything. And in basketball, unless they're going to be wearing sensors and the computers are so high tech, and maybe one day when I'm close to being dead, maybe it'll happen. But for right now, I don't care if it is computer assistance. There are humans out there on the pitch. There are humans out there on the field. We're going to have NFL referees and umps making stupid calls when it comes down to pass interference. Okay, we're going to have referees make dumb calls about fouls. How many NBA players travel? All of them. This is just a part of the game. And as much as it sucks to go, the referees robbed us, we got screwed, the fix is in, I'm sorry. What happened to every other minute and every other second of the game besides the last second or the last 3/10 of a second? How can you take your L and blame the refs? You can say, hey, they need to do better. I mean, there's a lot of politicking that goes on in the NBA when it comes to coaches and players trying to work the refs. But at what point, and I guess you won't do it publicly because you want them to take accountability, at what point do you say, yeah, regardless of that, we suck? Like, oh, we allowed the game to be close. We missed some free throws. We missed some easy shots. We had some bad turnovers. At what point do you take accountability for the fact that this is the position that you were in? Like, you can only control what's in your control. You can't control the refs. The ref is not going to stop you from going on a 10-0 run. The referee is not going to slow you down. Unless it's Tim Donaghy. And that guy was a cheater. That's why he's not in the league anymore. And by the way, the fix is not in. It's not. Don't believe that crap. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of this break, yeah, the referees, they're human. They're supposed to enforce the rules. The rules aren't supposed to change, right? Tiki Barber, former New York Giant, CBS broadcaster, host on WFAN New York City. Tiki has some thoughts on these overtime rules that we just witnessed this past Sunday. He thinks the overtime rule in the playoffs, he thinks it sucks. We're going to hear his thoughts, and I'm going to give you mine. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.